Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle for Minute with the Mayor. We delayed Minute with the Mayor for a day from Wednesday only over to Thursday, as I had a late night Tuesday night with doing basketball, so did not come in early yesterday. So, Mayor, as always, we appreciate you being flexible. But had an alderman meeting on Tuesday night, and it looks like you started with a presentation from the library.
Yeah, Charlie Grace came and just spoke about the things that's been going on with the library and upcoming events, and just a lot of things that that are happening there that people don't really realize that our library, you know, offers. So, you know, if you get an opportunity, go by there. You know, you can use free Wi-Fi there, computers. There's all kind of stuff there that's available for, you know, students and adults alike.
And next up was some new business. You had to approve some bids for the vehicles, a couple of the trucks that there had been some question about in the last meeting about, you know, who bid on which truck. I believe that was the case.
Yeah, last board meeting we had, it was probably 9 or 10 vehicles that were surplus that we took bids on. And there were two pickups, and that happened to be the same model. Same year models, and so there was a little confusion on who bid on which. So we verified that after that meeting, and we did approve that to JJ Merchant. Actually, was the high bid on both of those vehicles.
And next up, you were assessing some unclean property. You know, the how much that costs. You know, talk about that. And on the new business, you got an opening a couple of bids for. It looks like a bunch of projects.
Well, you know, the ARPA money that City of Kosciuszko got, this probably was money that, you know, was apportioned last year. You know, all this money is starting to come down. You know, if you kept your money, which the City of Kosciuszko did, we did not spend a nickel of ours. You could get a dollar-for-dollar match, and that's what we have done. And those projects that qualify for that is sewer or water or broadband. You know, the state is doing a lot of broadband stuff, but we are doing a big wastewater project, you know, on the lagoon, some pumps out there, maybe possibly adding some more aerators, and also doing a water well project. And so what this was, we were just taking, this is probably one of the first parts of getting that process started. You know, you have to have engineers for that. And so last night, Tuesday night, we accepted the Gardner Engineering to be our engineer for the wastewater, and WGK engineers will be the engineers that would take care of the water well.
And more bids coming in for work that's going to be going on at a couple of city parks.
Yeah, you know, we've got a big project right now that we're doing at Hugh Ellard. It doesn't look like we'll probably have all that done by the time ball season starts, but, you know, I just want everybody to know that we are in the process of redoing a lot of things there. All the ball fields there will eventually have a brick backstop from dugout to dugout. If you go by the high school, you're familiar with that. It's basically the same type look. You know, that wire will be replaced with netting. We're going to add concrete from dugout to dugout, probably 8 to 10 foot out from behind, you know, the brick. That way it gives a smooth surface for the bleachers to sit on, plus if you have lawn chairs that you bring. You know, we're adding new electronic scoreboards there. We're just doing a lot of work there at the park, and this is just more work that's being done over where the softball fields are. There's some restrooms over there that are in horrible shape, and we are just gutting that building, redoing those restrooms. It's kind of got a little A-frame ceiling out in front of it where it's a picnic table. Well, the bad thing about that, the little A-frame open ceiling, birds roost in there, and it's just horrible. So we're enclosing those ceilings, making it where that's actually a useful area. And then the big concession stand that's between the two larger fields, that will be totally remodeled.
That's Hugh Ellard. Yeah, you got North Side going on, too,
and
right?
And then, you know, we got a group that's in the process of trying to start back the baseball program over at Northside. And so we are renovating the concessions. You know, we've done a lot of work just about through with a pavilion over there that adjoins the concession. You know, we've added kind of like a kitchen area to actually be in that pavilion. The one at Jason Isles, you know, has a kind of a kitchen area where you have a sink and stuff, and we didn't have that at Northside. So we've gone and added cabinets in there, put a sink, and then that way you actually have a place there that you can serve or clean up afterwards.
And after that, let's see, even more bids. We had bids for some work going on at the Strand Theater, or what we used to be the Strand Theater.
Yeah, you know, this has been a, you know, pretty long, ongoing project. You know, we did the roof on that thing years ago, you know, completely finished the facade. The city had been doing some of the renovation, well, not renovation, but demolition on the inside. And, you know, then I think it was last September the 1st, that storm came along, tore the roof off of that building again. So that took, I don't know, 7 or 8 months before we ever got all that taken care of. And so the city has really finished the demolition that we're capable of doing on the inside. So now we took bids to finish the demo. And so once we get through with the demo process, we can start back with building that thing back. And so Tuesday night we took bids, Ramsey Construction and Traxler. And we took the low bid from Ramsey Construction, and that was $148,900, and that will complete all the demo out of the inside. And part of the, you know, the thing we were doing last year, I was trying to give that old floor away in there. It was lot of old tongue and groove pine from the 1920s that would have been fantastic for somebody. All the truss and stuff that are under that building, the beams, it was some. It would have been excellent wood for somebody, but I never could get anybody to take it. So part of this demo package is they're going to take that floor now, those beams out. They're going to stack those up there on the old stage, and we're going to save that. That way we will have that to use back as floor when we start putting this back together.
Yeah, so have some of the original
right stuff
there. That's pretty neat thing that you can talk about when you get it all up and going. But after that's pretty much the end of the of that meeting. You know, you always have the comment section. And I know that you said yesterday you had a meeting here in town with one of our representatives from Congress.
Yeah, Congressman Benny Thompson came yesterday. Dr. Tim Alford had invited Congressman to come. And, you know, the ongoing project up at Skipworth, you know, there's still a lot of work that wants to be, you know, that we want to do there. You know, the restrooms need to be totally renovated, the facade on the front, the welcoming area and the front. Still, you know, several million dollars worth of work. Congressman Thompson came yesterday, looked at the facility, talked about a lot of different revenue sources and stuff that we could use, was real helpful. Had a real good conversation with him. And actually, while he was there, you know, Gillen Street, you know, goes right by our junior high. It's the worst street in Kosciuszko. I have people remind me of that pretty regular. And, I mean, well, we know that. The problem with Gillen, that was an old street that was done back in the urban renewal back in the 70s. And I don't understand why in the world they wouldn't concrete all this stuff. But, you know, apparently not much work was done for the base for that. And so it is just total failure on that street. Last year I applied for a federal raise grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Yazoo City, I think Tupelo and another city, somewhere up around Pontotoc or somewhere, ended up receiving those raise grant funds for Mississippi. So yesterday when I had Congressman Thompson here, we showed him that street and, you know, what I asked him, you know, if he could just give us a letter, a strong, you know, recommendation. You know, I've contacted our other representatives, you know, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Roger Whitaker, and we get letters of recommendation for them. But this year I've got a young man, Caleb Gibson, works with the KAP. You know, Caleb has worked with state agencies in the past, and he has, you know, experience in grant writing and stuff. So this year, Caleb is helping me with that process. So hopefully we will have a better grant application. And so we are applying again this year, you know, for a RAISE grant, which is through the Federal Department of Transportation. And the thing about, a lot of people ask me, why don't y'all fix that? Well, you know, the street project that we were still waiting on asphalt for is $3.2 million. And we're getting probably a third of the streets in Kosciuszko paved, all the main thoroughfares. Just that one small street of Gillen, to what it would take, I just got new engineering estimates on that, it's almost $2.1 million just to fix that street, because the only way to repair it, we're going to have to take that concrete out, dispose of it, take the soil out, go back in there with the new base material, and then asphalt it. And so, you know, we just cannot afford, you know, over $2 million on one street. And so that's why we're, you know, applying for this grant. And it's just, you know, hopefully with the help of our congressmen and our senators and stuff, maybe we'll get an opportunity maybe to get one of these grants this year.
Yeah, got to go back down to the boards, to the base there to take care of that one. And you know, everything costs more these days, right?
That's right.
Everything's going up. So the materials and everything going to cost you a little bit more in inflation. But that's all I had, Mayor, unless there was anything else that you had from the meeting. I said I obviously didn't get to attend. I do basketball on Tuesday night. But if there was anything else you wanted to mention before we sign on off?
No, I think that's it, Brett.
All right, Mayor. Well, we appreciate you for being on. And, hey, we'll talk to you next month.
Okay, thanks.